From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Lebanon, the army spent today tracking down the few remaining members of Fatah al-Islam. More than 100 days of fighting have ended, and the militant group is no longer in control of the Palestinian refugee camp it had occupied. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, the Lebanese are celebrating the army's victory, especially those in the northern town of Tripoli near the camp.
For the first time in 3 months, the road was open to Nahr el-Bared, the Palestinian refugee camp that had been the scene of such heavy fighting. Thick smoke still hung in the air. Many Lebanese came to see the ruins and cheer the dusty, dirty soldiers riding out of the battlefield in tanks and trucks. Sirham Sabsabi and his brother sat in the traffic jam and waved Lebanese flags as the tanks rolled by.
We won, and all Lebanon won.
And you want to celebrate?
Yeah, and I want to kiss all the soldiers. So this war has proved that Lebanon and Lebanon armies are the best.
But there was that unmistakable sound. And then another boom. The army was clearing the camp of booby traps, sweeping the area for the militants they believed had escaped.
Attack!
But when shots rang out, the passing tanks stopped across the street. The soldiers piled out and swept the underbrush, weapons ready. The celebration stopped as shop owners quickly closed their shutters after opening them for the first time this morning. Officers fanned out through the crowds, pushing people off the streets and into their cars. The army was under attack again. Shopkeeper Samir Abid moved out of the way.
I thought this was over.
That's what we thought, but it doesn't seem as true.
It would take several hours before the army announced 7 had been killed in the afternoon skirmish. A Jordanian and a Yemeni were among the dead. Many of the fighters who joined Fatah al-Islam were from all over the Arab world. However, there are Lebanese who blame the Palestinians from Nahr el-Bared for allowing the militants to set up a military base inside the camp. New posters in Lebanese villages nearby declare Palestinians are not welcome to rebuild. Fadi Masri, a Lebanese shopkeeper, says he doesn't want Palestinians here again.
The people here, the wound is open. It's a decision of the government in the end, but as far as we're concerned, we don't want them back.
Lebanon's prime minister has promised to rebuild Nahr el-Bared for the more than 30,000 Palestinians who are now homeless. Lebanon is hosting an international donors conference next week to raise the money. Hassan Suleiman, a Palestinian doctor working in the camp when the fighting broke out, wants to go home.
I must believe. I want to believe. I want that they will build the camp again.
Both communities have paid a heavy price in this battle, in lost lives and lost homes. But the conflict is finally over. And Dr. Suleiman, who cared for Palestinian patients 7 days a week throughout the fighting, can finally take a break.
106 days.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Tripoli.